Previously on Dice Rolling Family.
It was so operational that the gatekeeper is actually able to project himself onto the edge of the cliff. And he looks down and he says, "Well, I'm so glad that you were able to fix that. I've been meaning to get out here, but, you know, with not being able to, you know, control where I move, it was kind of hard. So thank you." Here's the problem. While you guys are on your way back, all of a sudden you hear...
Run, Yeti!
Well, you guys stumble across a giant, giant ice wolf. You remember the ice wolves that you fought earlier? After getting some soup from the sparse kitchen in the Jedi Temple, Hethan Roman sits you down, and while you're eating your soup and small rations of bread, he starts to tell you stories.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the holographic form of the gatekeeper appears before you, with a grave expression upon his face. When he observes that everyone is present, he changes his mood a little bit, and it lightens, but he still remains serious. "My friends, my young, young friends, I have been consulting with your mentor, and he has done much to convince me of your worthiness. It appears that in these dark times, you may be the temple's best hope. However, I am in truth no more capable than Roman or yourselves of revealing the temple's secrets. I am currently the temple's sole gatekeeper, but once I was one of three. The curator who recorded what my fellows wrought and oversaw, the holocrons that housed them, were lost even before Malifax arrived, however. And without their aid, I am much diminished. Even though you guys fixed all of that stuff in the last little couple days. Thank you. You must retrieve the other holocrons in order to restore the temple. Fortunately, I sense that one of them remains nearby. If you can retrieve the first holocron, I may be able to locate the others and restore the temple to its full functionality." If you need to, at this point, you can ask the gatekeeper questions.
Mr. Gatekeeper, do you know which direction the holocron that you sense is nearby?
Well, I think my sensors indicated that it was carried off by local beasts, although I think they were acting on their natural... I don't think they were acting on their natural instincts. There was some type of dark side presence. There was a vengeance in the Force somewhere in the valley. Although I can't access the exact location. Find the vengeance and you will likely find the lair of the beasts that have taken the holocron. You might consider talking to the local villagers. They don't know anything about the Force or the holocron, and they probably shouldn't. But they do know about the local animals and the terrain. So, I wouldn't tell them anything about the temple because they might come and try and investigate it, but, I would start with them. They'll probably be able to help you.
Mr. Gatekeeper, do you also have any friends in the village?
No, I've been stuck on this mountain, Mount Telak, for a very long time, so nope, no friends in the village, sorry.
Okay, do you know any people who might be aggressive?
Besides that Malifax Deveronian, I don't know of any.
The beasts, maybe. Do you think the beasts would be aggressive?
Well, I did sense some dark side, some dark side presences. So I think that there's clearly something afoot here.
Do you have any idea of what the creatures are?
Nope. My sensors, like I told you, were damaged. So until you guys fix them, I wouldn't have been able to tell you anything about that.
One thing. How about we not do it and we first plan what we're gonna do?
So we need to make a plan first.
Yeah.
I like it. Do you have any ideas?
Instead of just running there, Kaveri. Can we go to the village first, try to find out if they know of any creatures around them, so that we can get an idea of who we're fighting? Or maybe not fighting. Maybe we're just trying to get them to be our friends. But we also want to make sure that we have our guns and, like, all our weapons equipped, because we might run into trouble on our way to the village and while we're trying to get the holocron.
He is a holocron. The hologram is a hologram, so he might actually be somewhere else. So he could not always be in the temple.
Well, the holocron that I inhabit, it doesn't have the right projectors to be outside of the temple. So you would have to, like, take me with you and then come back here and then go back there again. A lot of back and forth. So I'm probably just going to have to stay here to make sure that the temple is okay and that, you know, I'll try and fix up some of these blaster marks that some people made and, you know, tidy up a little bit. So I think I'm going to have to stay here.
Well, why can't you come here in person?
Well, you know, I'm wondering if we're wasting our time arguing with the hologram. I think we should probably get going and make our plan, don't you think?
Yeah. Or maybe he's trying to trap us.
I want your help in getting my temple back together. I don't want to trick you into doing something that isn't going to help me get my temple back together. Come on now.
It's not your temple. It's actually the forces.
All right, Dao.
I'm the caretaker of it. All right, Dao.
Dao woke up on the wrong side of bed this morning. He's skeptical of everything. All right, Dao, I think that could come in handy later. If someone tries to trick us, you're going to catch on to them. But I don't think the caretaker is doing that. Shall we get going? Shall we... What does that say, Hazel? I can't read it. I can't read cursive very well. Hazel has very nice cursive handwriting.
Cut that out.
So the band of adventurers, Kaveri, Serenda, and Dao, make their way down to Frostwall Village. Frostwall Village is so called because the weather in the valley rarely warms enough to melt the ice coating on the stony walls surrounding the small hamlet. It is a tiny settlement by most standards, containing fewer than 300 beings, not all of whom are permanent residents. Many of the villagers spend as much of their time hunting in the woods or traveling to other villages to trade as they do at home, so the village rarely houses more than half of its population on any given day. The local villagers are tough, sturdy folks. They live in harsh conditions and must supplement their limited supply of technology with gathered materials. Their clothes are usually made from homespun linen or animal furs more often than modern fibers, and they carry rough but functional weaponry when going beyond the walls of the town. Despite their simple lifestyle, they are not simpletons or fools. They have developed a superstitious fear of the caves and the temple up on the mountain. But even this is based off of many years of bad experiences with both places.
Hey, Serenda and Dao. Do we want to try to disguise ourselves so we don't seem suspicious?
Uh-huh.
Sure, I guess.
I would just do that because they don't like the temple, so they might not like the us because,
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, because we're followers of the temple.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do we need to...
You need to take a...
Deception?
Yeah, let's do a deception.
Okay. So, I need 3 green.
Okay. And I'm going to give you those.
3 green and 2 purple. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, The group gets on, kind of hides all of their blasters, hides their weapons. You all look the part of travelers from another village who are coming down off the mountain. So I think...
What about me? I have to do a deception test.
What?
I was the talker.
Yeah, Hazel did the deception test for the group just to make sure that yeah. She helped you get your you know, disguise on. So before you all can enter the village, you come to the gates of Frostwall Village. And there are six villagers there, three of whom look like they're just kind of hanging out, and three who look like they are on some type of like guard duty. Like they're there to make sure that people don't come into the village without you know the right
without permission.
Yeah, without permission. They're not armed very heavily. They each of the guards have a blaster. But it's a small, lightweight blaster.
Not like mine.
No, but
yours is heavy range.
You can tell that some of these people have been, you know, they've been here their whole life, and they're pretty rugged people. So,
are they like Bergens from Trolls?
No. So they stop you before you're able to enter the village. Hey, where are you guys coming from?
Target.
We just went to Target. the planet of Target. It's a red planet. And
it has all the supplies, and we're bringing them to you.
That's right.
Well, if you have all the supplies, where are all your boxes?
They're on a ship. It's delayed. They had to drop us off first. The cargo was giving them some trouble, and... messing up the landing, so...
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was horrible.
They'll be here in, like... We're sure that they'll be here in a few days.
Hmm.
We just wanted to make sure you knew that we were coming so that the cargo could get in safely.
Oh, okay. Do you have any papers for that? For your cargo?
We're sorry. We left them in the ship. We had stacks of them, and we lost them on the way. We did bring a few, but we lost them, and everything is not working out today for us.
Yeah, I've had some days like that. You know, the other day, one of my boys, he decided to go run around outside, and he took one of our hunting rifles, and he broke it. I know how that is. It's pretty tough. Hazel, can you make a charm check?
Do I need any purple? Mm-mm. I'm pretty already fooling him.
Okay. And let's see, he's going to take a... You know, before we let y'all in here, we're going to need to have one of the local magistrates come over and talk with you, okay?
Of course, sure, yeah, no problem.
Okay. I hope you to see you again.
Well, I mean, you're going to stay right here. We're going to send one of these other people to go and get the magistrate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the group makes themselves as comfortable as they can right outside the gate of Frostwald Village. So y'all are making yourself comfortable outside the gates of Frostwald Village. And then a very rotund, very, very rotund... He seems very much not like the rest of the people. This guy clearly has had plenty to eat. He kind of waddles up with the villager who appeared to be on guard duty, and he decides to start asking you questions. He says,
"Well, here." 0.58 kilometers.
Alexa doesn't know.
We're gonna have to put her on mute from now on. This is crazy.
I don't. That was the magistrate.
Yeah.
It's the worst magistrate ever.
He has a very girly voice.
He's so horrible.
Mr. Magistrate, I just shushed some of your people who were being very annoying.
Well, what do we have here? My man here says that you all are from the planet Target and that you'll have some supplies here soon. Tell me more about the supplies that you're bringing.
Sausages? Hash browns. Lots and lots of food. Food from places you've never imagined. Delicious lollipops.
That does sound pretty good.
And just we bought some pasta and pizza. They are very rare. Foods.
Okay.
Mr. Magistrate, if you don't mind, if we could come and help unload the boxes for when, or help unload the boxes when they get here, could we come inside the village so we could wait and make sure they arrive?
Well, I suppose that's okay. I really, you know, normally I wouldn't let just anybody come into the village, but I think that your cargo sounds enticing, so I'll make a chance. But I'd like for you to come bring some samples of your cargo to me. Does that sound okay?
Our ship is very far away. Can we please stay today and tomorrow? Because I'm sure they'll be very much closer.
Yeah, can we stay for the night?
And we'll get you those samples first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, that sounds like it'd be all right. Go ahead, guys. Let them in. That's okay. They said they're going to bring us some interesting things. Okay, guys?
With that, the magistrate walks off, waddles off, towards his abode, his office, and the villagers who have been there to kind of guard the gate, they wave you in, they let you into the village. So now you all need to decide what you want to do while you're here in the village.
Let's keep our disguises, and
I think we should turn into a ninja.
Can I be like whispering this to them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let's keep our disguises on, and we'll try to talk to the villagers, try to get the information as quick as we can, and we're gonna try, I think we should try to sleep till like very, very, very early in the morning and go to sleep at like early in the night so that we can wake up early in the morning and start to sneak off.
So our group of adventurers, they wander the town.
But what about the holocron? Mr. Holocron needs to get the holocron.
So you guys have to find the holocron.
Yeah, and we ought to get information from here about, like, all the animals. And we can, what if we say to the villagers, the animals might be a problem, so can we learn about them to alert our crew?
Good plan. Yeah, those animals might try to get into our cargo. They might be hungry. We're not really sure what kind of animals. We've heard there are beasts around here. Let's start talking to the villagers.
Yeah.
Okay, so our group, they make their way to the what appears to be the local bar called the Rusty Bucket. And you all go inside. There are a few tables that are occupied, a few people sitting at the bar, but the bar is long, and you make your way into the darkly lit tavern. While you're at the tavern, you sidle up to the bar. The barkeeper comes and he says, "Boy, well, howdy. How y'all doing? Welcome to Frostwall Village.
It's nice to be here.
What can I get for you?"
I would like... We've come here to...
Lemon water, please. I'd like a lemon water. Thanks for your hospitality.
Just a lemon water? You don't want nothing stronger?
I want a tequila. Can I have a glass of white wine?
Well, you all are talking about some interesting drinks. Y'all are not from around this place, are you?
Yeah, we've came here to deliver cargo, and we've had a bad day. We're sorry to bother you.
How about I get y'all some Sanubrium brandy, and y'all can sip on that for a little bit.
Sounds great.
All right. So the barkeeper, he brings you each a glass. It's got golden liquid in it.
I hope it's not golden milk.
It's not golden milk. It's just that's the color of it.
Ew.
So,
I do not like golden milk.
you sit there and sip on your Sanubrium brandy. And the eventually, the barkeep comes up, and he just wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
So you can have a chance to ask him any questions you want.
So, it seems kind of quiet here today. Have there been a lot of people in town?
Well, you know, things have been getting real interesting around here. There have been people getting angry for without, you know, any real reason. You know, the other day I had a guy who just, you know, hauled off and punched somebody else for no real reason. It was very strange.
Do you know the guy's name?
Well, I mean, he's a regular, but he's always, you know, going out to his house outside the village. So
is he usually very friendly?
Well, yeah, normally that's the thing. He's normally real friendly, but he just all of a sudden had a temper and just hauled off and punched somebody. I had to restrain him and get the constables to take him out. It was real unusual. So, you know, and we've just had a lot of these things going on where, I don't know, it may sound crazy, but I think there's something out in the wild that's been making people a little restless, little agitated.
Hmm. That's so strange. You know, we've got a lot of cargo that we have headed this way, and I'm a little worried about these things that are out in the wild. Have you heard any stories about what's out there?
Well, you know, I mean, there's always something out there. There's the ice wolves and some other, you know, some other creatures.
Well, we know all about the ice wolves, don't we?
We have ran into trouble already with them. We had to run away as quickly as we could.
Oh well, I mean, the ice wolves are always kind of bad, and you don't ever want to be on the wrong end of a bloater, you know, after they've eaten. You know, I'm just saying that could be real bad. I mean, if you get what I mean, you know.
I go Indian. Can you tell us stories about these creatures? Are they really defensive, or are they like nice and do they help you, or are they like just stand there?
Well, I mean, I it's been a while since I've been outside of town, but when I was younger, I used to go out hiking with my friends, and
that sounds fun.
We would go explore around the village during the day because, you know, at night the ice wolves are likely to come out and try and get you. But we would go and I remember we found a cave up on one of the mountains, and the cave was really, I mean, my friend said it was where the ice wolves lived, but the other just like a week or so ago, the couple people who were off, you know, they still little younger than myself. They went up to that same cave there, and they said that they had some bad visions up in the cave. I thought that they had probably tried to make their own synthahol or something and sneak it off, and maybe they had a little bit too much to drink, but they swear they had nothing. I mean, that it was real weird. I was very confused, and they said it was so real that they just felt real bad, and they felt kind of angry at each other. It was very strange. So I didn't
quite.
That
might be maybe the temple of the dark side.
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the temple of the what side?
It's something from Target.
Y'all have
popcorn stands and Slurpees. It's real bad.
Y'all have something on this planet too? I mean, I am one of the sole proprietors of business around
here.
Do I need to have a word with the magistrate?
No. We're just a little homesick because our planet, we really like it, but this place is wonderful.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just, that's this temple of some, that sounds just plain weird. So
yeah, there's something like that. It's really weird. And there's all this like money creatures.
That's just not something I've ever heard of before. Now I'm gonna go take care of some of my other customers. Y'all have. Let me know if you need anything. I'm gonna need 30 credits from you for the brandy.
Okay. Okay.
30 credits.
Okay. So you pay the barkeeper 30 credits. Okay.
Thank you so much.
And he wanders off and starts taking care of some of his other customers.
Okay, so I think we just learned something about these creatures. It seems like maybe they're not creatures at all, but maybe whatever it is, it makes you turn against each other. So I think when we head up to try to find the holocron, maybe the holocron itself is faulty. If they're having visions, maybe it's not visions. Maybe the holocron, maybe something's going wrong with it.
Maybe Malefax or like Malefax's people have looked for it.
Yeah.
And they have found it. And that's why the people are seeing visions, because everyone's getting the holocron
maybe
might have taught them.
The good thing is we have a lot of experience from our planet Target with data breaches. So if we run into Equifax again, we should be able to handle it pretty well.
It's Malefax.
He died.
It's Malefax and he died. It's not Equifax.
Sorry, I hit my head. Okay, so I think we should go investigate. I think we've learned enough.
Go investigate where?
That cave.
No.
Where people are having the visions.
No, because then the people will come after us because we said that we were going to get samples.
Yeah.
So we have to stay till morning.
We don't have any samples for tomorrow morning either, do we? We don't have a ship coming. We need to get out of town now. We just needed to get in town to learn.
What if we tell the guards at the front, our ship is far off, but I think it's stopping for the night.
I say we don't go through the front gate. I say we find our way outside of the back of town.
No, so we could say that, and it will say, tell your magistrate or whatever it is that we're trying to go get it, and our ship broke down a little bit, so they have to fix it, and it will take a long time since they're on the other side of the planet.
And let them know that we're gone? I say we try to sneak out, and if they catch us, that'll be our story.
Okay.
Well, if we die, one thing, we're just unconscious.
All right, let's go.
Okay. So you all manage to find your way through the village to a smaller, lower part of the frost wall, and you all hop over the frost wall. It's about midday, so you guys have plenty of time. But you guys start to head towards the direction of the cave that the barkeep had kind of indicated, and it's cold because it's in this valley. So I need everybody to take a survival check, just to make sure that we're all feeling okay, that we're gonna be.
I need a yellow dice. I need a yellow and a green.
Okay.
A yellow and a green. That's all.
I need two green.
Do we need any purple?
You will. Just a second.
Because I got two right here. If you can tell me the amount.
Two green for me.
John, you gotta wait because we have to get purple.
Okay, so you're gonna roll two purple.
Okay. Wow. Papa, what is that?
Only una. Huh?
Okay, so
why'd you make it so hard on us?
That's not a hard check.
Yeah. Okay. Look at mine.
Two purple dice is not a hard check.
Uh-huh. Five purple dice against one green dice. That's really hard.
I don't know. I just. Okay.
What are green dice? Not green. What are blue?
Blue are good dice.
Are blue like better than yellow?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So you guys now need to. Let's see. Okay, so after that that check on your survival skills, the you're wandering through a patch. It's a little it's kind of like a ravine. So there's high kind of almost cliff walls on either side, and you start to feel a little uneasy. You start to kind of not feel great.
Hello, Mr. Ice Wolf. Go away, please. We're trying to make it to a cave.
So you guys hear an ice wolf, which if you hear an ice wolf, it means it's probably pretty close. So
yeah.
The ice wolf
slows down.
Basically jumps in and into the ravine and starts to attack you.
Who does it attack first?
Why does nobody attack me?
Well, actually, that's who the ice wolf is attacking.
Yay. It's not me for once.
Yeah, so.
I was intense 10 packs on me.
That's really nice that it's not me.
It's just a single ice wolf. So this one's all by itself. Okay. So.
That's a relief.
So, Dowie, it manages to take one swipe at you. You're gonna take one, actually two damage from that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And since you got attacked first, you get to attack back. So go ahead and.
Good for you.
How many dice do you need for your brawl?
Why can't I just use my melee?
That's what you're using.
Okay. Yeah. I like to. I have an option of three green or one yellow, two green.
I think you didn't upgrade that one, so I think you need the three green.
Yeah, I do.
No, because you upgraded your force abilities and your strain. Remember?
I thought he upgraded his grit talent too.
Yeah, that isn't his melee though.
Oh.
So, John, grab three green dice. And grab
two.
Three purple dice.
Oh.
Dun dun dun.
Because I mean, you did just get attacked out of nowhere, so.
Yeah.
Bam.
Okay, so basically you manage to fight with the Ice Wolf, but you don't hit it very hard. There's no damage. He doesn't hurt you much beyond the two damage you've already taken. So the next in the order is going to be Kaveri. So Kaveri, how are you going to help this situation?
Am I like an inch away from Dao and the Ice Wolves?
I mean, you're pretty close. You guys were walking in a group, so it's not like you were spread out very much. They're kind of circling each other, punching at each other, but there's not it's not like he's got Dao pinned or anything like that.
Should I join the close combat, Dao?
Or should I
think
blast him.
Blast him.
Blast him.
But, John, he is pretty close.
That's okay. We can... Here. I'm going to throw an extra dice in then.
Okay.
What's your normal ability?
My normal dice pool?
Yeah.
Okay. So, one yellow and three green.
One yellow and three green. Wow.
Yeah. I can choose. Or, actually, two yellow and two green.
is that for close or far? Does it say?
I don't think.
Okay.
So...
So... You're going to take three purple dice to roll with. Oh. And this extra dice.
Okay.
So you got a big fistful of dice.
But at least it's not like in Warhammer with all the cultists.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so you manage to hit the Ice Wolf squarely in the side. You didn't hit Dao at all. That was good because
you almost hit me.
How much damage does your nope? She didn't even do that. I mean, it was
my
it was so clear.
My gun does 9 damage.
Ooh.
Per hit.
Ooh.
Okay, so
and you have success hits so.
The Ice Wolf has taken that 9 damage. He only has 1 damage left. So,
just hit him again, Kaveri.
So now the question is Kaveri, what would you like to do?
So the Ice Wolf is not dead.
No, not Kaveri, Serenda. Sorry, Serenda, what would you like to do?
Oh, I think I should probably just use my fists. And,
Why not your lightsaber? That lightsaber will help.
Okay. All right. Fine. 2 green. And what am I doing? He's pretty hurt, so do I need to take it?
You need to take just 2 of those purples.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So 3.
Boom. He gone.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, he's dead.
Serenda, she swings twice, and then all of a sudden, I mean, you hear, but it kind of ended suddenly because she basically cut the Ice Wolf in half.
Oh,
like,
goodness gracious.
Zoop.
Star dude.
So the Ice Wolf has definitely been dealt with. He's a goner. You approach these giant ice caves, and then all of a sudden you start to feel a little bit of despair, a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of not so great feeling. So clearly this is the same cave that the barkeep was discussing with you. But in the swirl of darkness that enters your mind, you all sense a spark of light, kind of like a light at the end of the tunnel. So I think you all are probably ready to enter the cave.
Mm-hmm. Can I do something before?
Sure. What would you like to do?
May I use the force to sense all living things within a short range?
Sure. How many dice pool do you have?
I don't know. That's in my force powers.
Here. Roll that to see how your force powers are feeling.
We want to make sure that we're safe.
Damn.
Okay, so the darkness is a little overwhelming at this point. Okay. So it's not, you're not really able to feel out beyond the darkness that is surrounding the entrance of the cave.
That's okay. At least I tried.
Yeah. So let's make sure that everybody's really kind of ready. I need everybody to take one green die. Mm-hmm. And you're going to take a discipline check. So just go ahead and see how we're feeling. All right, everybody is feeling pretty good.
Mom's blank.
Well, so she's actually the one who's going to be leading, kind of in the back. She's decided that she's a little uncomfortable scared. With it, but it's not so bad that she's like, you know, no, I'm not going to go in there.
Which is like.
So should we take a break here?
Also,
we can have next week. We go into the caves and see what's in there.
Oh, Saranda,
the caves.
You should
put
your lightsaber to have a little flashlight.